Hello, my name is Heidi Kratch. I am with the University of Nevada, Reno, and I've been working as part of a team at Iowa State University to develop and test prototypes of bioplastic plant containers that could be used as an alternative to the industry standard petroleum plastic containers. In April 2015, we conducted a nationwide survey of the U.S. adult population with an interest in gardening. Our goal was to answer the following questions. One, are consumers likely to purchase plants in bioplastic containers? Two, for which container attributes are consumers more likely to pay extra? And three, which factors may be predictors for likelihood to purchase and willingness to pay extra for plants in different bioplastic container types? We used the online tool SurveyMonkey Audience and received 1,524 usable surveys from all major U.S. geographic regions. Most of our respondents were between the ages of 25 and 64, and 81% identified as white, 63% were female. Over half of respondents had household income less than $50,000, and more than three-fourths had attended college. We provided a description of each container type within our survey to give respondents information upon which to base their answers. The descriptors focus on the end-of-life functions of the containers and were based on our field research with the container prototypes. Providing this information helped us to discover which containers were more important, which characteristics were more important to gardeners. Biodegradable bioplastic containers were described as capable of decomposition in soil within 6 months. Compostable containers will not decompose in soil within 6 months, but will decompose under active composting conditions. Fertilizing containers are essentially biodegradable containers that release plant-available nutrients as they decompose. Our survey showed that most survey respondents would purchase plants in some type of bioplastic container. The most popular container types were those described as biodegradable or fertilizing. Containers described as compostable were less desirable, and over one-third of survey respondents said they would not purchase them. Even though we targeted gardeners for our survey, we know that not every gardener has the same level of interest or experience, so we asked respondents to pick the category that best described them. Nearly all respondents self-described as either experienced, beginning, or reluctant gardener. Our survey showed that experienced gardeners were more committed to the idea of purchasing plants in fertilizing containers than either beginning gardeners or reluctant gardeners were. This was indicated by their statistically significant, more frequent selection of the definitely would purchase option. They were also more likely than beginning gardeners to select definitely would purchase compostable and biodegradable containers, but not more than reluctant gardeners were. This is evidence that experienced gardeners could be an important and reliable early target for marketing bioplastic plant containers. Depending on the materials used and the manufacturing process, bioplastic containers are likely to cost more than their petroleum plastic counterparts. So we investigated factors that could predict likelihood to purchase and pay extra for plants in bioplastic containers. We used Gamma Z to measure trends in our data and found the strongest association for willingness to purchase and pay extra for compostable containers was the respondents' willingness to compost them. We also found that the degree of concern about genetically modified organisms was associated with the degree of willingness to purchase plants in bioplastic containers of all three types. This is important for producers and marketers of these containers to know because bioplastic containers could potentially be made from GMO corn or soybean. Our survey indicated that nearly 60% of respondents would not buy a plant in a container made from GMO materials. And of those that felt that way, 82% said they actively seek out products with a non-GMO label. Since GMOs are not permitted in production of organic materials, this potentially could have consequences for organic producers as well. Not only were bioplastic plant containers described as fertilizing the most popular, respondents indicated they would pay a higher premium for plants sold in them. The premium is how much more a person would pay for a plant in a bioplastic container than they would for a similar plant in a conventional plastic container. The median premium respondents said they would pay for a plant in a fertilizing container was 75 cents. Compare that to a median premium of 50 cents for plants in either biodegradable or compostable containers. We presume the reason respondents were willing to pay more for plants in fertilizing containers than for plants in bioplastic containers of other types was due to a perceived added value provided by the fertilizer effect of such containers. Not surprisingly, nearly 25% of respondents to our survey would not pay extra for plants sold in compostable containers. In conclusion, most respondents to our survey would purchase plants in bioplastic containers. The greatest numbers would buy and pay extra for plants in containers that were biodegradable and fertilizing. Our data suggests that experienced gardeners are likely to be an important early target for marketing bioplastic containers to the public. The market for bioplastic containers labeled compostable will likely be smaller than for other container types and may consist of experienced gardeners who take a more active role in gardening, such as composting.